From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's field trip is Marin film producer Fred Ritzenberg. Ritzenberg has been writing and producing motion pictures for over 25 years. He produced and directed the critically acclaimed feature film Gospel, which Variety, the Film Institute Bible, called the best concert film since Martin Scorsese's The Last Waltz. Siskel and Ebert gave Gospel 2 thumbs up, and the New York Times' Janet Maslin hailed it as wildly exhilarating. Ritzenberg holds a BA and an MFA in filmmaking from the San Francisco Art Institute, and he's a member of the Writers Guild of America. He's also on the faculty at the Digital Film Institute in Berkeley, California, and also mentors aspiring screenwriters in San Quentin Prison. Ritzenberg's company, Far Films, is in pre-production for his next film entitled Up Pompeii, a true story of a soccer triumph against all the odds set on a Pacific island and based on the book by British soccer journalist Paul Watson. But Ritzenberg's latest film, entitled Zaytoun, is in theaters now. Zaytoun is directed by Aaron Rickless and co-produced by Gareth Unwin, who won an Academy Award for The King's Speech. Zaytoun stars Hollywood heartthrob Stephen Dorff as an Israeli fighter pilot who's shot down over Beirut in 1982, and the character's unlikely relationship with a young Palestinian refugee, wonderfully portrayed by 13-year-old actor Abdallah Al-Akal. Let's find out more about both Ritzenberg and his films. Please welcome to the field trip, Fred Ritzenberg. Welcome, Fred.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Well, first off, let me congratulate you on Zaytoun. It's a fine film.
Thank you very much.
Well, Zaytoun is the Arabic word for olive, and while Zaytoun is not a film about politics, the symbolism of an olive branch is clear in the film. Why don't you talk a bit about the premise of the film?
Well, it's really a story about two people from opposing points of view finding common ground. We have a 12-year-old Palestinian refugee. The story takes place in 1982. And we have an Israeli fighter pilot who's been shot down and captured by the PLO. And the story is really their relationship, the boy, Fahad, and Yoni, the Israeli pilot. And it becomes kind of a road movie when the boy helps the pilot escape, and they make their way back to Israel, a place that they both call home. And the little boy to plant his deceased father's olive tree, and, of course, Yoni to find freedom.
Yeah, they both have a mission on this road trip, right? The Israeli, obviously, his mission is to get back home, and the young Palestinian refugee, his mission is to find the ancestral home that they've been thrown out of.
Right, and, you know, the boy, Fahad, his whole life he's been told the story about the ancestral home, the home that they fled in 48. And what we set out to do was we set out to create a movie that was kind of a universal story, not a political story. One of the reasons why I chose a Palestinian writer and an Israeli producer was to get some kind of parity, to get a balance to tell this story. And it's really the kind of story that could take place anywhere. It's a universal story. This just happens to take place in the Middle East, which we found a fertile territory.
Well, you know, a lot of people will think that Israeli-Palestinian relations is a potentially volatile subject, but in your film, you sort of resist the sloganeering of both sides. Was that an important decision for you?
Thank you for saying that, because I was sent this script about 5 years ago by the writer, Nader Rizik, who is an American-Palestinian. And he's not a professional writer. He's an engineer, and he'd been working on the script for 14 years before I met him. And when I took the project on, I was looking for a project that I felt I could kind of sink my teeth into. And it was full of slogans, and it was very kind of slanted towards the Palestinian side. And I said, Nader, you know, I'd love to embark on this journey, but I want to tell a story about friendship. And, you know, he was totally behind that. So we spent 3 years rewriting the script, developing it to what it is, what you see in theater today. And a lot of that was time getting rid of slogans, getting rid of anything kind of political, because the camera finds the politics. The camera sees the abject poverty that these people live. It sees the Israelis dropping bombs. It sees the tall walls that are built around Israel. It finds the politics. So there's no need for any discussion. It's intrinsic. So what we tried to do is just focus on the relationship and the arc of the relationship, you know, starting at this kind of contentious place and finding acceptance and care and ultimately love.
And their initial distrust of each other develops into a friendship as they make their way across the country, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And part of it is just for survival, and I guess that's metaphoric.
Tell me about how you've worked out the jets flying across the scenes there. It wasn't digital, right? These were real jets.
Well, I'm glad they look real, because the only non-digital thing in the air is the helicopter at the Roche-Nigre Gate. Everything else has been created by BOEUF, which is the French special effects house. This is an international production. It's a Franco-British-Israeli co-production. And the team that we have is from the U.S., our star and myself, producer from the U.S., and then my partner is Gareth Unwin, the British producer, and we have an Israeli director, and we've got a French actress, Alice Taglioni. Our DP, Dan Lauston, is from Denmark, and our editor and composer, Hervé Schneid and Sol Moran, are from France. So we've got a real kind of international setting, and our post-production house was BOEUF. To answer your question, most of what you see is visual effects.
Fabulous. You had me fooled. Well, I know that Zaytoun is flying the flag as the first official UK-Israeli co-production. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And I know also that Hervé Schneid, your editor, he's an Academy Award winner. I know he worked on a terrific film called The Long Engagement, A Very Long Engagement, and also he won a César for the film Delicatessen.
Right, and he also cut one of my favorite movies called Amelie.
Amelie, absolutely, fabulous movie. Well, it seems like filmmaking is a pretty international, if not to mention a complicated business, right?
Phenomenally complicated. There's so many moving parts in a production. And what we tried to do is we tried to make this a little bit of a bigger kind of production, which required us bringing on an international cast and crew. There's a tremendously talented film industry in Israel, and we wanted to open this up to the world.
What was the template for the movie?
The template for the movie was kind of a Slumdog Millionaire, because, as you remember, Slumdog had about a third of the dialogue in Hindi. So our movie is primarily in English, although we have about a third that's in Arabic. And at the beginning of the movie, we have the boy speaking English, and then it goes into Arabic. And the common language between Israelis and Palestinians is English. And at that time, 1982, kids were quite well educated, so the kid is able to speak English, and that's basically the language that's spoken in the movie.
Well, I know when it came to casting this kid, Fayed, I know one of the problems was finding a young actor who spoke English and Arabic and Hebrew, and so that the director would be able to converse with him during the shoot, and that you looked at 400 kids before you settled on a group of five. Tell me about the casting process.
Well, when we originally were looking for the part of the boy, we had our casting director in Paris, we had one in London, we had one in Israel, and also in the West Bank. And so we were searching kind of high and low for the right kid who also happened to speak English, Arabic, and Hebrew. And about 6 weeks before we were going to begin shooting, we still didn't have a boy. One of the kids was auditioning was Abdallah El-Akal, who ended up getting the part. And he was called back two or three times. And the third time that he was called back, Abdallah was kept waiting like a half hour. And his response was, "Look, he either wants me or he doesn't. I'm out of here." And Ron looked up and he said, "Okay, that's my kid." And he did an extraordinary job. And he's a kid who's kind of right out of City of God. He's got a beautiful look to him. He's got a bit of an edge. He also can be very kind of goofy and teethy looking. So he was a phenomenal catch.
Yeah, he was perfect for the role. Now, I think that both Stephen Dorff, your lead actor, and Abdallah were both child actors, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's one of the reasons why they kind of hit it off so well from the beginning. Stephen came out about 5 weeks before production to spend some time, you know, around the country. He worked with a dialect coach for about a month, getting the accent right and getting his Hebrew lines correct. And also, you know, just getting to know Abdallah. And they both, Stephen was, I think, 13 as well when he started acting. So there was this instant connection that they had. In fact, they got along so well, about 2 weeks before we started shooting, the director came to me and said, "You know, I think we may have a bit of a problem." He said, "You know, these guys love each other. They're hanging out together. They're getting along too well. I have to have them hating each other 2 weeks." So it was a big concern. And I think Stephen, you know, I think he had to do some things that pissed Abdallah off. And, you know, some of them were conscious, and I think some of them were unconscious. But two of them created what I think is an amazing performance. And Stephen credits a lot of his act to Abdallah, and I think Abdallah obviously learned quite a bit from Stephen. Stephen was always coaching him. And they just had great chemistry together, which is, you know, which is such a big part of the movie.
Well, that's part one of my interview with Marin filmmaker Fred Ritzenberg. Next week, I'll talk more with him about filmmaking. In the meantime, Fred Ritzenberg's film Zaytoun is in the theaters across the United States. In Marin County, you can see it at the Rafael Film Center in San Rafael. And just to let you know that Fred will be holding a Q&A after the 1:30 showing this Sunday. That'll be October the 27th. Good opportunity to get out, see the film, and maybe ask Fred some questions yourself. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.